Item 10, recommended case closures. This is for board approval. Mr. Briggs?
Right. Now, as opposed to the last item where the objectives were met outright, these are cases where the objectives have not quite been met, and we've detailed where they've fallen short, but they meet the criteria for, in terms of our judgment, for a low-risk closure. The first one is the Hampton Inn, Hollister Avenue in Goleta, and kind of an unusual case because it's a situation where the hotel elevator hydraulic fluid leaked, apparently for a fair amount of time, judging by the amount of contamination. And so the report details the follow-up, the cleanup, and indicates that PCBs were not detected at the detection limit, and the VOCs and petroleum hydrocarbons were within the typical range. We've detailed the reasons for why this is suitable for a low-risk closure. The nearest water supply well is about a half a mile from the site, and remaining contaminants are unlikely to reach any water supply wells within the time it would take to attenuate. So we recommend closure, and we will do so unless you direct me to do otherwise. And we'll see if there are any questions at this point.
Any board questions?
Nope.
Doesn't look like it.
Thanks to Katie DeSimone for work on this case.
Okay, thank you. So we need a motion, right?
No,
we
just
don't.
If you direct me otherwise, then
okay.
We'll close the case.
Great.
The former 76 service station on Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo County is a more typical tank site as opposed to an elevator leak. And we've discussed the situation here, and if I remember right, the main remaining constituent is TBA, and that's tributyl alcohol, which is typically a byproduct indicating a breakdown of petroleum contaminants, so is typical of what we see with the latter stages of remediation of the site. And we're recommending closure of this site, and we will do so unless you direct us otherwise. Any questions on that one?
Dr. Hunter.
Just a point of information. I know that this, I'm familiar with that location and see that the gas station is no longer in operation, and it's indicating in the report that some other business operation is going to be developed at that site. And is that a factor in moving forward with redevelopment of a site that has this kind of problem associated with it?
Well, it certainly can be a factor. That's part of the risk evaluation. Corey Walsh is our staff person on this. Do you want to address the future property use and the risk that that represents? Corey?
Sure.
Please.
All right, Corey Walsh with the staff. Yeah, they're going to redevelop it. They're in the process of permitting a mixed-use redevelopment. And so basically we go through the same process on all of our sites. We look at the various residential risks. And so it met those risks. It goes through, it should typically go through the CEQA. Well, it does go through the CEQA process. And oftentimes issues are picked up then that have to be mitigated under that, you know, under mitigated negative deck. It hasn't come up yet on this site, so we're still waiting to hear. Kind of depends on the development plans, and so it really varies from site to site how they redevelop it, whether it becomes an issue that they have to deal with, you know, remaining contaminated soil or not.
Well, thank you. That's helpful.
Thank you, Corey. The next site is the former Pillsbury Green Giant facility west of Beach Street, Watsonville. And again, we've outlined the reasons for our assessment that this site is suitable for closure. And if I remember right, the contamination is restricted to the site itself. John Maharis is our staff person on this one. Any questions for John?
Any board questions? Okay. None.
John, where is John? Where's John? Thanks very much, John. And John also has the next site, which is, starts on page 6, which is the McCormick's Corporation card lock site in Carpinteria, Santa Barbara County. And any questions on this one for John?
Any board questions? Doesn't look like it, Roger.
Okay. And we're back to another one of Corey's sites, starting on page 7. It's a site that's nearby here, the McCarthy Tank and Steel property on South Street in San Luis Obispo, a commercial or industrial operation, I guess you'd say. And it's an it's active commercial building now. And we've provided the information in terms of distance to wells and that sort of thing. Any questions for Corey on this site?
Any board questions? Nope.
Okay, I want to, we will proceed with the final work on closing these sites. I want to thank all the staff who've been working on these sites. A lot of them take a long time, so it's a big milestone.
Thank you very much.